Proclamation number 6223 of 30th of March, 1955. Requesting grace and free will. If you request my grace, you also open your hearts to receive it, and then my grace can become effective upon you. The request for my grace is an expression of free will to receive help from me, and thus it is at the same time also an acknowledgement of me. That which is your aim on earth, to learn to recognize your Lord, your Creator and Father, in me again. The request for mercy is the call from the depths to the height, which I love to hear, for it brings the creature back to me which I had lost. But it is to send this call to me because without my grace, without my help, it cannot descend from the abyss, for its former turning away from me has caused it a state of weakness, as a result of which it would remain in the abyss forever if I did not come to its aid. But I can only turn my help to the creature when it is willing to accept it of its own free will, which testifies to the requirement of grace. And since my love is unchangingly turned towards all my living creations, it now also distributes what they lack. An inexhaustible measure of grace is available to all of you, and your request for the allocation of grace is a voluntary opening of your heart to this inexhaustible flow of grace of my love. Once you humans have sent up this plea for grace to me from within your heart, you will never be able to remain in the abyss, for then my love will pull you up, it will help you, who are too weak to cover this ascent alone. And then you will see rungs everywhere and in every kind which will now secure your ascent, you will be able to reach your aim with ease. Because you want it yourselves that you reach me, otherwise you would not request my grace. This is why this call for grace should be the first step for everyone who desires to ascend. For he feels that he is in the depths. As long as he has no connection with me. Therefore, if my servants on earth advise him to seek contact with me, then he should willingly hand himself over to me in thought and ask me to grant him assistance so that he may fulfill his earthly task, so that he may reach the aim for the purpose of which earthly life was given to him. Then my love will take hold of him and pour out at an abundant measure of grace, and then he will also use the grace for his perfection. Every person needs me if he wants to ascend because he is too weak on his own. And as soon as he is aware of his weakness, he also appeals for help and grace, and only someone who is still completely under my adversary's control feels so strong as not to need help, and he also closes his heart to every influx of grace which my love nevertheless offers him. It cannot take effect on him because he resists my love and thus remains powerless and therefore in the abyss until he also calls upon me for mercy. Amen.